I walked in here at 5:30 a.m. today, and I've got to tell you something unusual about this morning. It was cold. In fact, we think it was the coldest morning of the year thus far. It was only about 8 or 9 degrees early this morning. Half an hour ago, it was only 10 degrees in Melbourne. Now we are headed towards a top of just 21. But all of a sudden, you know, autumn is upon us. Yes, we had warm temperatures a week ago, but now we're back to the autumn cool. Winter is not far away. And guess what? As a state, it looks like we're going to run out of gas. Now, it's extraordinary. Victoria has always been powered by gas. 2 million Victorian homes have gas connected. Heaps of big businesses, industries need gas to keep going. And the Australian Energy Market Operator is warning that within the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, we will run out of gas. So we'll have shortages. Now, I know the state government's trying to convince us all to unplug the gas appliances and put in electric ones, but that's not going to happen fast enough. And as it is, it's not like we have heaps of surplus electrical power to use anyway. But suddenly we're running out of gas. Now, it's madness in a way, because up in Queensland, we export huge quantities of gas to countries throughout Asia, like Japan and Taiwan and South Korea and so forth. Now, that gas could be used here, but no, it's sold overseas for a fraction of the current price, I might add. But here in Victoria, the casualties are, we could run out of gas. That simple. Now, we haven't had gas exploration in this state for quite some time. Governments of both persuasions banned it. I think we've got to start it again. Anyway, we've invited the Energy Minister, Lily D'Ambrosio, to come on the program. She said, too busy. We will have the opposition energy spokesperson to come and join us, because I want to find out. I mean, we could have a state election. We will have a state election in 2026. What will the opposition do differently? How will they keep the gas on? 133693. But gas shortages are a reality. It is getting cold. And as early as this coming winter, some of us might not be able to heat our homes.